This is a dictation for Mr. William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-N. Last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Wilson. The patient date of birth is 4/27/1976, date of accident 5/19/2022, date of service is 6/23/2022. The patient is allegedly a victim of a automobile accident, and he is here for evaluation as a new patient. And his chief complaint is pain in the head and right shoulder and right part of the neck. Severe on a scale of 1 to 10, 7 to 9. Suffers from constant migraine. The patient reports that on 5/19/2022, around 10:26 a.m., he was traveling as a driver of a Jeep Compass 2014 at the speed limit of the time on Schumacher and Lillibridge, S-C-H-O-E-M-A-K-E-R and Lillibridge, L-I-L-L-Y-B-R-I-D-G-E in East Detroit. He was hit with a Nissan Rogue, R-O-G-U-E, which was possibly traveling at a higher speed, unknown. The accident occurred as follows. The patient was traveling on westbound Schumacher, and he was hit by this Nissan Rogue heading east on Schumacher. It came in his way, and he tried to move away from this oncoming car. He tried to turn around and get out of his way. However, the car was able to hit him on a T-bone driver's side at a high speed. The impact led to a damage to the windshield, which cracked. Hood was broken. Car is totaled. The armrest is broken and the engine radiator is broken. The front end caved in completely. There's a further report that he was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness during the impact. He blacked out. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. He was taken to the hospital by a ambulance. This accident happened when he was going to his work. During the impact, patient reported that he felt unconscious. He woke up in the hospital at the St. John Hospital. And he denies any direct trauma to chest, pelvic, or abdomen. And his pelvis, knee, and foot are okay. And there was an airbag injury to the steering wheel and airbag. Patient reports the following symptoms in presenting illness: headaches which are present to the front and back, severe off and on, sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI patient reports are dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, parts in the vision. Patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of balance, seizure, loss of memory, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, or number two in the bed. No incontinence, no erectile dysfunction, no loss of vision field or blood vision. However, he does report spots in the vision. In addition, patient is suffering from a pain in the neck on the left side, as well as pain in the left shoulder, 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports that there is no radiation of pain to the arm as such. However, his second, third, and fourth finger on the left side is numb. He reports that he has some sleep disturbances, but denies any subtle anesthesia. There is no anxiety, depression, or panic, and there is a presence of lightheadedness and also numbness, tingling of the right, second, third, fourth finger. No incontinence of the urine bowel, no trouble walking, fatigue, weakness is reported. Patient reports that these pains are present continuously as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, heavy, splitting. And highest pain intensity is from 7 to 9. The patient reports that the ADLs are affected 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified sector for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, lying down, and improved by nothing. So far, the patient has had some x-rays on the day of accident, 5/19/2022 at St. John Hospital, and MRI was done on 6/22/2022, yesterday. It was ordered by his own physician. He has some weakness of the right, of the patient reports weakness of the left arm and has dropped phone, and he is unable to work because of this matter. He cannot use both hands. Occasionally he reports a dizziness. In the past treatment, only treatment was afforded was St. John Hospital, who did a massage physical therapy so far. In the medical history, patient reports that there is no positive history. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history. Patient reports that mother is deceased from natural causes in sleep, and the father is deceased from natural death in 1996 from an aneurysm of the brain. The siblings are okay. 5 brothers, 1 sister, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single, lives alone with in his own apartment. Employment status, patient is employed full-time in city of Detroit as transport equipment operator, CEO, bus driver. But he cannot do this job right now. Legal history, patient has between Padilla Law Group. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not abuse recreational drugs. The ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. The patient reports that bathing, dressing, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are affected 10. Running is affected 9. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 153/92. The pulse is 75. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 98.1. Height is 5'6". Weight 202. Pulse oxygen 99. A 46-year-old African-American male of average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Nourishment is good. Patient exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. No acute distress. No shortness of breath or severe pain cases are observed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the physical examination from the template, along with neurological and musculature examination, that are found to be normal except for the spasm of the bilateral trapezius muscle and tenderness of the left rotator cuff muscle. The patient complains of extreme pain underlying. So in the musculature examination, please mention that there is a severe spasm of bilateral trapezius muscle throughout, worse at the middle fibers where trigger points are noticed. The patient also has a spasm of the paraspinal muscles in the cervical region from C3 to C7 and in the rotator cuff muscle where there is a tenderness upon severe abduction. Musculoskeletal examination is from inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness C567. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present in C567 with no tenderness but 2 plus hypertonicity. Mostly it is the trapezius cervical fiber or trapezius muscle that are in spasm, mostly towards the left side. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, side flexion to the left is 25, on the right it is 45, rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, and upper extension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, destruction test is negative, photo hall test is negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burdensky Koenig test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test negative, Bregard test negative, Kemp test negative, Burdensky sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, the standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, destruction test negative, fiber test negative, Gansman test negative, Trendelberg sign is negative. In the extremities, examination except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. The examination of the left shoulder joint reveals that the patient has a normally appearing shoulder on inspection. On palpation, there are no normal range of motion and no tenderness, atrophy of the muscles, except for the rotator cuff muscle when the abduction is done beyond 90 degrees. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests for rotator cuff are done. Hawking kinetic test has found positive. Speed test, near test is positive. MTBSN test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension is negative. Drop arm test is negative. The examination of the hand and wrist does not reveal any positive. Talon sign, clinal sign. There is a normal vasculature, normal grip, normal sensations, and no fractures, ulcers, or any other issues noticed. No limitation of any range of motion. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows: V89.2 XXP in the general, V79.891 CNS, G44.329, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, NERD M79.2. Upper extremity, the left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, M79.641, and cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.21, M53.82, S13.4, SXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is from the template also, including the first physical therapy, which is ordered for the patient for 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and the left shoulder and upper trapezius. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. The patient is provided following non-narcotic medication, Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, along with Nexium, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach pain relief, Calaxin 800 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, especially the trigger point and the upper trapezius, Votrin gel 3%, lidocaine patch for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 milligrams for sleep help at night, Imitrex 100 milligrams for for the headache relief. Tylenol with codeine, number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief at night, 1 tablet. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. A referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Intervention pain procedures will give a trigger point injection and a toradol injection at the request of the patient today. Surgical options, none are being considered right now. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Patient will be reviewed and followed up several times, and if it is deemed necessary, it will be. Attended care casework is not also provided. Past medical records are not available except for a record from the hospital for MRI order. Oh, sorry, the attended care was provided for 4 hours, 7 days for this gentleman. For a month to help with the relief and able to help ADL investigations. Patient is already having an MRI for the shoulder and then cervical spine, which is ordered by a physician from Extension Hospital, BME. Patient already has an arm sling. No DMEs are deemed necessary. Follow-up visit will be in 1 month, and the personal support is there. Thank you.